that ground was so matted, it's just like a matting with little old hair roots from those trees. And I can water every day and it's always dry, see. So I'm just spinning my wheels. So I'm just going to quit. I just quit it. But...
What do most people grow in their gardens around here?
Well, it's tomatoes, beans, okra. Some plant, quite a few plant lettuce. And a squash. Of course, there are any varieties of squashes, you know, nowadays. Early days, we just had a big old white squash. Now they have all kinds of squashes. That's the most common. But talking about that, that has changed radically in the last 20 years. A lot of these farmers, they don't have a garden. Used to have, there wasn't a farm without a garden, see. All right, there wasn't a farm without chickens or hogs. Now, you go through this country here, and I guess there are a whole lot more farmers that don't have chickens on the place than they have chickens. They buy the eggs. And they buy the bacon and sausage, no. Well, I remember the days where it was a crime for a farmer to buy bacon and eggs and stuff. We, of course, big family, and that was the original way of, well, the only way they could subsist is raise their own food and stuff. And we'd butcher as many as 5-6 hogs a year. I mean home butcher. And made sausage and bacon and cured hams. And we'd have them all year round. And same with chickens. Why, I don't know the day when my folks bought eggs. They even had some spare, you know, and they'd trade in on groceries. Milk, same way. We had our cottage cheese, or cream cheese as they called it, the butter. And of course, when you made your butter, you had your buttermilk, and you had whole milk. Well now, I bet there's only 1 out of 10 farmers that has a milk cow. They go to town and buy it, see? All that is almost a lost art among the country people now.
You ever hear of people still using the cleaned out hog intestines for casings?
That's the only way those that use make the sausage, they still do. And you can still buy them here in locally in the stores, in the, through the meat market.
Do people around here ever cook those intestines?
Mary guts.
That's what?
Mary guts.
How do you spell that, you know?
I guess M-E-R-Y, guts.
Have you ever heard anybody say anything else for that? Any other name?
No, of course there's manuda, but that's something else. Now, Mary guts is the little thin intestines of an animal, and they are heavier walled, seem like. She goes out there usually around 9:30. Yeah. And it's not the big intestines nor the colon type. It's a little thin-like. I know my dog, when I catch a deer, I dress her for the people. Well, I take the Mary guts out. She likes those, you know. Mary guts. I've never eaten them, but that's what they use. And then the menudo is made out of the, see, a cow has a pons.